It is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap, and currently Liverpool men are out in Dubai on a bit of a training camp, but also playing a couple of matches as well. You'd have seen, or at least heard about the Lyon game a few days ago. Liverpool lost 3-1. They also play Inter Milan on Friday. And our man on the ground, well, the Liverpool Echo's our man on the ground, but he's talking to us right now, is Paul Gorse. So Paul, thanks for joining us on Zoom, first of all.
Yeah, no worries. Glad to be on. Bit of a strange one. I'm in the restaurant in my hotel. I did the podcast yesterday, the Blood Red podcast, and I was on the rooftop bar, and it was a bit like Mike Bassett, you know, where he's answering the questions and he's like two questions behind, and he's on the pina coladas and whatever. So that was quite an experience. But sadly, we haven't got the same salubrious surroundings this evening, just in the hotel.
Well, the connection's good, and that is the main thing. How's it been, first of all? Because obviously you flew out, I think, late last week, and then straight into the game. You know, how have you found it?
It's a bit of a strange one because I'm on my own. There's no other member of the press back here, which is quite unusual for Liverpool tour and wherever, isn't it? Obviously, you've done pre-season tours yourself. You know how many go out there, and when we do European aways, it's you know, every member of the press is there, but it's just me and obviously the official site guys. So it's a bit of a strange experience, kind of just mooching about, pottering about, getting to speak to people and essentially look for mates to hang about with. So I was out with the Dubai Reds, the official Dubai fan club, last night, having a few beers and whatever else. And they can certainly put a few away, let's say that. I think they finished off about 3 o'clock this morning, but I had to make an exit stage left in about half 11, 12. But it's been good. I'm halfway through now. Still got loads of work to do, loads of things going on. And yeah, we're looking ahead to Friday's game now, aren't we, against AC Milan.